Back to school means back to routine. Make Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars part of your out-the-door hustle. Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars are made with real, nutrient-dense ingredients. Include Kind Breakfast or Kind Breakfast cereal bars as part of a complete morning meal for sustained energy from 100% whole grains. Plus, with oh-so-good flavors like dark chocolate cocoa and blueberry almond, everyone will be smiling out the door. Kind snacks are gluten-free, giving your family convenient snacks to make it from homeroom to the boardroom and back in time for pickup. Life's about to get even more hectic, but the way you snack doesn't have to be. With Kind Nut Bars for an afternoon or late-day snack on the go, snacking becomes the easiest part of your day. You can enjoy the full line of Kind snacks, including breakfast bars and nut bars, and know you're being kind to yourself with whole nuts or whole grains. Right now, get 15% off Kind breakfast bars and Kind breakfast cereal bars with code KIND, only at KindSnacks.com. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to MGP 477. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 Hold the phone. Is this the musical episode? Sheepdog sang his hello. We have been due a musical episode for 10 years.
We should put more effort in. We should have written a musical. I'd have been bang up for that.
Sing it, Sheepdog. I don't want to hear your stupid mouth noises. I want to hear you sing.
No. Got nothing. You've put me on the spot now.
I'm pretty disappointed. I didn't prepare it. It's got to be said. I thought there was going to be singing happening, and now it's all gone terribly wrong. How are we all on this fine week anyway? Now I know it's not a musical episode. Now people know there's one coming. We're going to have to hide it for another 10 years now.
Episode 500, eh? The musical.
No, it's too obvious to do it on episode 500. We have to do it on a... We'll do it on one of the football formation episodes.
Just think, though, like, if
realistically, we've only got 5-2-3 and 5-3-2, maybe 5-4-1.
We could do like a 12 track episode where there's just like 12 5-minute songs.
Interesting. I'm potentially on board with this concept.
You could add lyrics to the theme tune for the first 5 minutes.
I mean, little does everybody know, there's already lyrics to the theme tune. We just edit them out. Pab has to edit them out every single week. I mean, it would be nice 1 week to just leave the lyrics in, Pab.
I mean, you make us sing it. I'm saying hello because I've been singing for that whole 3-minute thing. That bit in the end, Barana just goes, ooh, for the, you know, and gets really sort of heavy metal is intense. Every week gets me pumped.
She does love it.
Yeah.
I ask again, how are we all on this fine week?
All right.
Yep.
All right. We're all right.
Few ups and downs, but you know, life.
Ins and outs.
Full of conversation and points of interest, it seems, as well. Yes. Excellent stuff. In a week where I've once again played no games, this already feels like getting blood from a stone. Marvellous. Let's do the outro and come back next week.
No.
Tell me something, Pab.
No, I don't want to tell you, Tell us, Pab, what you got.
I tell you
I've
what,
had
Pab,
nothing
Pab,
funny happen this week. It's been
Pab,
a weird week.
I couldn't care less. Don't tell me. Tell the listeners. They deserve
it's grim.
No, grim, that's even better.
Talking of grim, I accidentally shaved a mole off my face.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
I've had a mole all my life on my cheek underneath my eye, and today I was just tidying up the edges and that was a bit of a speed bump as I was doing. Oh, look, I'm bleeding. And Anna told me several hours later, after it still hadn't stopped bleeding, that I've actually cut the mole off my face.
Jeez.
So, I have a hole in my face
and
have a mole.
There's still hair all around.
Oh, yeah, I completely missed all the hair. Well, because once I cut myself, it hurt. I stopped shaving. This is why I grew a beard, so I didn't have to do all this nonsense.
See, I was so scared of doing something like this when I shaved my head that I spent the best part of, like, 12 weeks going to visit this lady who just froze every slight thing I could possibly cut so that it wouldn't happen. I'd spent probably 400 quid on just having someone freeze random moles off my head and stuff, because it was just like, I don't want to accidentally cut them off. You need to get that done, Kev.
Well, it's a bit late now. I no longer have any moles on my face because I've I've successfully removed them with a razor. This is what happens when I use a particularly sharp razor. There you go. I've put you a picture in the chat so you can see me shirtless with a mole that's been removed off my face with the traditional piece of toilet paper put on it. Mm. Yeah, it still hasn't really stopped bleeding several hours later. So, yeah, anyone who's used to that mole, I did check pictures on Facebook of me when I was at school. I've always had that mole. I now look like a completely different man. Anyone who's expecting to see me at the autism show this weekend, or is maybe coming to the Content Creators Cup in Ilkeston on Sunday to see me manage Team YouTube, probably isn't going to recognise me.
People will be like, oh, here's Moley. Show us the mole.
And yeah, can't call you mole anymore.
I know. I mean, if I knew moles were this easy to remove, I'd have had them off my back years ago. I am a particularly moldy man.
Let's not do
that. Go get them frozen. It's not that bad.
Don't need to. Now I know I can just cut them off.
Ugh.
There's no downside.
There's less bleeding having them frozen, mate.
Nah. The blood's fine. I mean, I do take blood thinners on a daily basis, which probably doesn't help as well. I've cut off a mole and taken my blood thinners this evening, so I can't see how any of this is problematic. I'm going to wake up tomorrow with a red pillow and I'll be dead.
Just have some iron tablets tonight. I'm sure it'll all even out.
Like I own such a thing. I don't even know where I'd get an iron tablet. I'll just chew on a nail or something. It'll be fine.
Seems good. You're a football manager at the weekend. I'm supposed to be filming you do this, but you've given me zero details. off air. No,
I'm going to tell you right now. Ilkeston.
I knew that much.
I don't know where it is either.
Wow. You've not given me a destination. You're giving me a town.
The football ground.
I could probably narrow that down, but you know that there's probably more than one Ilkeston. There's probably more than one football ground.
I mean, your alternative is you could drive to my house. But that is, you'd be doing a massive triangle if you did that.
I don't know where you live because you've never given me your address.
Oh, no, I wouldn't give you my address for this either. Yeah, if you put Ilkeston Town Football Club into Google, that shows you where it is.
Why have they got such a weird venue for such big companies?
What do you mean?
Who's arranged this? Is it just something you lot have arranged?
I don't know, some guy. No, I got an email asking if I wanted to manage Team YouTube.
I just assumed YouTube and TikTok were probably involved somewhere.
I think so. I'll level with you. I have no idea. They announced the starting 11 for Team YouTube on Twitter today, and I haven't got. I certainly didn't pick it. I don't know who's picked that starting 11. Nothing to do with me.
As I said on Twitter, you just need to do 11 subs at kickoff. Like, let the whistle go. The ball rolls off. You go, right, hang on. All of you off. You lot on. Special K.
Yeah, I think I'm just there as... just there to add a little bit of sex appeal to the event, I think.
What are the rules?
I'm there for the mums, because let's face it, it's a bunch of teenagers. It's going to be a bunch of teenagers watching. I'm there as a little bit of eye candy for the mums, I think.
You're not going. You're not going.
How?
Don't worry, Sheepdog's going to be there to protect me from the mums.
Yeah, I'll make sure they stay away from him. I'm used to beating the women away.
He's
from
very
him.
Good
him a long
at
time.
Repelling women, so I'll keep him close to me and we'll be fine.
But what are the odds of me getting on the pitch? Like, the manager.
100% we will be on the pitch. Don't you worry. You've got like an 80% chance of getting 5 minutes at the end, to be honest. So bring your trainers.
I'm wondering how much good or damage it would do to my reputation online if I go two-footed into your star striker who's got, 15 million subscribers or something? One of them has. I was looking through the list, seeing if I recognised any of them, and I just thought, if I just kick him in the shins really freaking hard, I mean, that's bound to get me on YouTube somewhere, isn't it? Somewhere.
You're better off doing your damn job and pointing the camera at me and them when I'm yelling, do a football at them. That's gonna be the big thing.
Kev.
Exactly.
Trying to make the news, not film the news.
Yeah, that's what you get in your VIP badge. And presumably, I assume there's catering. There better be catering. I love catering.
I'm expecting a buffet. I'm not going to lie. I'm there to film you and eat buffet.
Yeah. If there's no buffet, I ain't going again. I'll make that. I should really make that clear to them tonight. I am expecting catering. I love to be catered for. So yeah, if anyone is in the Ilkeston area, which if you don't live nearby, you've probably never heard of it either. It looks like it's between Nottingham and Derby. Yeah, because you're from the north. So of course you know where it is. You're basically from there.
Can people pay on the day?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's all go to Ilkeston then. I'll race you.
You are we'll coming. Race. You're there as the cameraman.
I'm just talking to the listener. Let's race there. If some of you live in my area, give me a lift because I don't know where I'm going.
I mean, if a few of you could come along to be cameraman when Sheepdog inevitably turns up to the wrong Ilkeston.
I'm going to get sent off somehow. The ref's going to send me off. I can see it happening. Get sent to the stands. So midway through, when Kev's film goes from right near his face to I'm in the stands filming him from afar, you know exactly what's happened. And well, you just see in the background one of the YouTubers just laying there nursing a broken leg while the ambulance is
coming. I mean, the whole event's being live streamed on the Content Creators Cup YouTube channel. So if you do get up to shenanigans, they are going to get clipped. Don't you worry. Someone's going to have them. So there you go. There's your opportunity for
shenanigans. I'm worried I'm going to accidentally see you taking a bung from Team TikTok or something. I know you're like Terry Venables, Harry Redknapp and them sorts. You'll be just, I should really say that's liable, isn't it? But
if Team TikTok want to make me an offer, I can throw it. I'm not against throwing the match. Although I do quite like the idea of me and Sheepdog just posing on Instagram with the trophy between the two of us afterwards and putting no context. Just two of us there holding the trophy. That would be brilliant.
Does that mean I'm your assistant manager? Is that what you've
Yeah, of course you are.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. That makes it 10 times better. Yeah, cool. Okay, we're going to win this then. When you shout through a football, I might bring a crowbar and just tap it on my kneecap menacingly. Just be
Yeah, we'll do good cop, bad cop. I'll be there yelling encourage every 10 minutes, but no more after than that because you're not allowed to. And you're the one who can berate when berating needs to be done. If I press the berate button, I expect you to go full Sheepdog at them.
I was thinking between at some point, do you reckon any of them would sit around while you just throw bottles and chairs around and I just film a few reactions of you just smashing the place up, pretending you're being angry?
I mean, get away with that? I don't know how key the
I mean, not smashing, that's the right word.
Smash things up.
Kicking a chair and throwing a bottle are Football Manager options. So I just thought getting a video of you doing that
I'll
in a changing room.
I'll definitely be throwing a bottle. Or kicking a bottle, or whatever you're supposed to do, kicking a boot. I don't know. I don't know the terminology.
A boot.
I'll be cross at some point. I'm sure of it. Don't you worry. I'll do the full range of emotions. I want to be filmed in the car park on the way in discussing transfers.
You'll be too busy discussing buns.
If I don't get filmed leaning out of my car window on the way in, what the hell am I going for? Why have I bought a new suit for this? This is ridiculous.
Jeez, I'm not dressing up. I'm just turning up in the usual Sheepdog attire.
I'm the guy in the suit. You're my scruffy assistant.
I'm happy with that. That sounds good. I mean, I'm hoping, you know, like, I don't know, Preston are just there, or Derby. Derby have not got a manager anymore. They might just be there scouting. Oh,
I mean, we're near Derby as well. We could end up as Derby's management team by the end of the weekend. That'd be
might just like
awesome.
What we do.
Yeah, I
they'll get wind of me
that.
Breaking one of these footballers, and they'll be like, "He's pretty menacing. He is. He'll be a good assistant manager." And the Kevy seven times, is it? Oh yeah, let's get him in.
Yeah, if we do end up with a trophy, then we're coming home via Derby and just knocking on the door, saying, "Look what we just did down the road. You want anything lately? Do you fancy a bit of this?"
I'll write him one of my emails. Just
the only problem is, I suspect they probably won't be able to pay us.
I mean, it's a weekend thing, isn't it? We'll just turn up on Saturdays. We'll be all right.
It's more than most of their team did last year.
We'll just fit it in around our other stuff, won't we? If they need to play on a Tuesday night, I'll just leave work early. I'll say, look, I've got to go manage Derby.
Not really interested in doing it after dark. They can keep everything during daylight hours, thank you. It's a long drive home in the dark.
You just send me instructions and I'll just sit on the sidelines going, I can't read his handwriting. I think he wants you to do that K shape again.
Always wanted them. That's all I ever want from them. A special K. Can't wait to see it in action.
I cannot foresee them doing it. I think you're going to try and explain
it
to them.
Well, the fact they've already picked the team without me. I was looking in the Instagram chat earlier. They've picked the formation. They've got, they're acting like they don't have a manager. Every now and again, I'm just like, you guys know I'm here, right? And I just get completely ignored. So it's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, I don't really get it. I can't say I understand it. But then, yeah, fair enough. I suppose they're just very big. They know what they're doing. We'll just enjoy it.
Exactly. When we win, I'll take the credit. If we lose, I've just done 10 minutes explaining why it wasn't my fault. I am in a can't-lose situation here. It's brilliant.
Perfect. I like it. I'm looking forward to it.
Weren't you going
to
tell us something?
What crime did you commit, Pat?
Was there? I don't remember.
You said you were going to tell us something, then you refused, and me and Sheepdog had to fill for you.
Went off on one. I don't even know. I don't remember now.
You did something grim, you said.
Oh,
did
no.
Did you have a danger poo?
No.
Danger fart?
No. So, no, tangentially sort of related. No.
Ooh, I
was driving to work the other day and I saw a homeless man defecating in a petrol forecourt.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You wasn't far off. Oh, yeah. I nearly swerved. I was like, what the hell is he doing? And then,
hey, Pabby, talking of defecating in public, have I got a fun game for you to play? EasyJet cancelled mine and Anna's flights to TwitchCon this week, so we were scratching around and we've eventually arranged to go via Eurostar. I've never been on Eurostar before. It's very exciting. Getting the train direct from St Pancras to Amsterdam. I didn't know they did that, but they do. And while I was researching this, of course, I was watching YouTube videos about the journey because I'm a nerd. And doing this, I discovered that it's a four-hour journey. So you're on the train for 4 hours. And at Amsterdam train station, they've got a Wagamama. So the game we're going to play is let's all have a Wagamama and see if we can survive 4 hours on a train.
I'm sure
it's dangerous. For a second, I thought you were saying Pab was going, and I was like, hang on a minute. Is this some Pabby shenanigans?
I couldn't do a Wagamama on a four-hour train, Joe.
That's what I'm thinking. I think that would make a fun video. If Anna ends up not able to come, I'm going to take Pabby. We are going to have to share a bed, though, because that's what we got booked in Amsterdam. But other than that, it's fine.
He's used to staying in a room with me. He knows the situation.
Exactly. I have my I have my CPAP machine, my snorkel, so you won't hear
so
a peep
I.
at me. And I am quite warm to sleep next to.
I'll just say you'll have to be the little spoon for once, Pab. Kev's a bit bigger than you.
Okay.
So, video games. Has anyone heard of them?
Yes.
I finished two games this week, which are the games I was playing last week, so it's not that big of a shock. But I finished Turtles, which was excellent. I did have it on the easier mode, but it was challenging still. I don't think I'd have been able to do it on normal mode without a lot of retries and stuff. But you get the reward of, once you complete the game, you get to play as Casey Jones, who's like the coolest character of them all. And I quite liked his character. So I had another go as him, and he has slightly more range and that kind of thing. But I also discovered, last week when I was playing it, I said that I was stuck as Raphael, and I played him the whole way through as Raphael. It turns out I could have changed turtle at any time, and you're kind of supposed to. You're supposed to, like, level them all up as you play. So I had, like, a level 9 Raphael and a level 0 everyone else. I beat Shredder at the end. It was very good. I very much enjoyed it. I also fixed the audio problem so everyone heard that I'm one tired turtle. It was sorted. Because I completed that, I switched over to Pokemon Shield, my Nuzlocke run. We discovered, Kev, you know how my Twitch followers are not very observant and don't often tell me things? Someone popped in and said, there's a slight echo on this sheepdog. I don't know where it's coming from. And I had a look, and I had the desktop audio and the Elgato audio both coming through simultaneously. I've been playing on my Switch for a year, I reckon, and I've not touched that setting, so not one person has noticed. So it must have been pretty well synced up.
Your viewers love to stitch you up, don't they? It's brilliant.
So I fixed that, and no one else seemed to care. It was like, great, I don't really get it. I guess it's probably just not that big of a problem for them. The music probably, it's always game music, isn't it? So it's just jumbled up anyway. They probably just assumed the game music was weird, but I do wonder how many people have come on and gone, this music's a nightmare. But that's fixed now. So on my Pokemon Shield run, I was playing it without... If Pokemon died, I had to throw them in the bin, and I couldn't evolve any of them. I got to the end of the game. It was going all right, and then I suddenly had, like, 8 deaths in quick succession and was like, okay, I can't catch anymore because you only allow 1 Pokemon per area. I'd done all the areas. I think I had, like, 2 areas I hadn't been in, but I could only catch, like, level 3 Pokemon there, so it would have taken me forever to level them up. So I had like a makeshift sick person in my team. They got like one shot in the first pick battle I tried to trust them in, so that was great. Weirdly, the game resurrected them on its own, so I was basically using my Jesus character, which he still died. He basically got two-shotted. tonight we did the final battle. I completed it. I can now safely say I've completed the Nuzlocke run. I did it with only one casualty in that one, which was one I literally set a Pokemon to its death for no reason but spite. I don't know why I really did it. I just put it out there, thought, you get one chance to prove yourself, and he died immediately. And then I thrashed Leon, the champion, and I am now the champion. And that is me done for Pokemon Shield. I don't feel the need to go back to it now. I love the game. It's probably the one I played second or third most out of all of them. It's, you know, for someone who was quite skeptical about Gen 8 when it came out, like because of the news of them not putting them all in there and that, I'm just really impressed with it. Loved it. And I'm looking forward to Gen 9. That's coming out in what? I think it's November. It's coming out. So we're what? 5 months away from the new gen. So I need some other stuff to play in the gap. I'll probably play Football Manager in what, October, September? It comes out October time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ish.
Because of the World Cup this year, I suspect it will change, but I don't know in what way.
That's interesting. That's a good point, whether to bring it forward. Because an earlier transfer window, isn't it? So they'll have all the transfer windows sorted at the end of this month.
I assume they'll want it out before the World Cup, and the World Cup starts early November, does it? Is that right? Or is it late November?
Well, that would suit me. If they want to bring it out September time, you know, I'll have something to play for a bit.
I'd be surprised if it was out in September, but who knows?
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I'm just looking for other stuff now. Recommendations, welcome. Things I can stream will be good. And then from November, I'll be smashing the new Pokemon. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, which looks good so far. They've been putting it looks like they're really upgrading how it looks, and they've changed how it plays. You know, you don't have to play the gyms in order in the new one. You just roam around, and you could just do a gym when you come across one and want to do it. There's no kind of pathway, so that's interesting and new. And I think it's basically all wild area, effectively, by the looks of it, from what they've said. All wild area, no rails, just go and have an adventure. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, that sounds like a real upgrade. And I don't really care if they don't put all the Pokemon in it anymore. I used to care, but you were very convincing with your point of who wants to sit around catching 1,000 Pokemon. And I'm like, yeah, actually, to be fair, 400 was quite a ball lake. So
I'm a wise man.
Yeah. So that is my week has just been them two smashing it. I've again kept my Pokemon Go playing down. I feel like I'm reporting into a Addicts Anonymous group checking my playtime, but I mean it's still up there. I'm just trying to see exactly how it was. But it won't be the 16 hours a day that it used to be. 38 minutes today, would you believe it? Would you Adam and Eve it?
Nobody believes that for a second.
Would you Adam and Eve it? I've spent half an hour on Pokemon Go today.
It's only 1 week until the Pokemon Go Pokemon TCG set releases.
Ooh, very exciting. Tomorrow is community
day. It's a community day tomorrow. I was about to say. Yeah.
Community schmunity. I've got a load of new Pokemon cards arriving in a week. Hooray!
It's Dino Day, though. Dino Day, Kevin.
I'm looking through my week. Filming you.
Looking through my week. Two hours on Monday. I'm recovering here. Look, 50 minutes a day after.
Get to wander around in my Team Instinct pin that will be coming in my Team Instinct trainer set.
I had a relapse yesterday. 1 hour, 18 minutes yesterday. I must have left it on. And then 38 minutes today. That's progress, people. That's when I give up something, I give it up all the way, nearly.
Yeah. Says the vegetarian who had bacon for breakfast, by the sounds of it. Goodness me.
No, I think I'm pretty good at that. That's moderation. That's cool. I'm happy with that. Tomorrow I'm taking Ollie out to do the Pokemon Day.
You're going out with Kevin tomorrow?
No, that's Sunday.
Sunday.
God, you nearly gave me a heart attack then, Anna.
Tomorrow I'm talking at the autism show again, Anna.
Didn't invite me to that one. That's he just mugged me off with that.
No, I mean, you can come along if you want. Tickets are available.
I can't. I'm taking my son out to play Pokemon for the day.
Whatever, what are you whinging about? Well, you could have come last week to London.
Didn't invite me.
Look, tickets were available.
You could have been there invite.
You could have been there to protect me from the lady who shouted at me.
I wish I'd been there. That was mean. I would have shouted in her face. It would have been. People aren't rude in front of me very often, and I think I talked about this at the time when it happened. But literally, the only time it's happened to me in the past decade, I was just like, yes. Yeah, she's standing there having to go at the woman behind the counter in Tesco's, this old lady, and she's been really rude to her. And I just went, hang on a minute, who the hell do you think you are? And I just started telling her off. And everyone was just like, yeah, and getting really like, woo, do it. And the staff were like, thank you for that. And her husband had to take her out the door, telling her off for being rude. And I just thought, yes, but that's the only time it's ever happened. And I feel like I'm just bumbling through life waiting for another opportunity to tell someone they're wrong. So yeah, let's find that lady and let her have another go. Hopefully she'll be at Comic-Con in October. I'm assuming we're doing another panel. I mean, I haven't been invited, but you know, if we do,
yeah, I assume we are. Again, I've got my ticket, I'm definitely going. They haven't asked me about doing a panel yet though, so maybe they've had enough of it.
Hopefully she'll have a word then and I can just stick the boot in. It'd be great. But yeah, if anyone wants to make my day, just start having a go at people and being rude in front of me and I'll just step in and tell you off. I enjoy it. I live for it. And that's what I've been playing this week, anyway.
Splendid. Yeah. Let's put an advert in there.
Ooh,
and then we can... we'll have an early one. Because then, hopefully, that'll hide the fact that I've not done anything other than just played a little bit more Persona. I played a smidgen of Persona on the old Steam Deck.
Isn't a smidgen like 7 hours of it or something, or 12 hours? That game. I mean,
no, he's found out that AAA is not great on the Steam Deck, haven't you?
Yeah, I sat there probably, what do you reckon, 2 hours the other night playing Persona? Just sat in the living room, and that was on 100% full charge, and when I was done, it still had like 75% battery left. When we were away and I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn on it, it would die after like 45 minutes or an hour. So the Steam Deck, great, as long as you don't push it too hard. If you put AAA on it, the battery is muck. But if you play something a little bit less intensive, the battery on it's actually pretty good, and I could comfortably get a full evening's worth of gaming time on it without the battery dying, which was nice. I enjoyed it. Persona is a lovely game. I cannot wait for the rest of the Persona games to be available on my Steam Deck. I am giddy with excitement because I'll play through them all. Now your advert, Pub. Now.
We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
There you go. Advert complete. Someone else talk about video games. By the way, great advert.
Was it great?
I genuinely loved it. Every part of it.
Best one yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I finished a game this week.
You finished one?
Yeah, they changed my medication, so now I want to play games.
You haven't said that to me. That's brilliant.
Yeah, they changed it.
Now all you've done to me is moan about your medication. Now I know it's working. Hooray.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just, it's different, and there's different, like, symptoms, but they're new, and now I want to play things, but before, I just wanted to sleep. I don't sleep as much now. Maybe that's because I have new medication, but I also have a CPAP machine, so everything is just, I don't sleep as much now. Like, I only had, like, an hour sleep today instead of all day, but yeah. I finished a game this week. And the game I finished, I started it from the start again because I had I started it and I was like, yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing or how any of this works. You know what they need? They need just like, you put a game in that you haven't played for a while and you go, here's a refresher, here's a little tutorial just so you know what the controls are and then carry on with your story. But they don't do that. So I had no idea what was happening. So I started it from the start, and I played all the way through to the end. I've still got the DLCs to do, but I've played like the full game, all of Control. Finally finished it. Is like, what? But yeah, okay. I finally finished it.
Okay, I need to ask you. What was the, is it the Matchbox Maze or something like that?
Oh my God. That thing.
When you get the headphones.
Yep. That song is
great. The best bit of the game.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so good.
It is. That was a mind bender. That was mental. Because at first I was just going around and these walls were opening and I'm like, oh, what is happening? So I read the mission thing and I was like, oh, I need to do that before I can do that. And then, yeah, it was mental. But yeah, I finished it. I didn't finish it with all the powers because you don't need all the powers. As long as you can float and mm-hmm. I would say like the throwing kinetic throw. Yeah, if you've got them two, you pretty much can, well, you can complete the game because I completed it. Yeah, it's a weird game. I hope there's a two because it explains nothing. I'm still scratching my head. I'm like, what happened? Like, yeah, it's mad. But yeah, good game. Like, definitely worth
How did you
competing.
Get on with the bosses?
Not too bad. Like, I used the
not very frustrating.
Not easy
cases.
Mode, but I used the assist mode.
Right,
so,
okay.
Because I played it back in the day when it came out and they were hard, like hard bosses. But there is now an assist mode that just, like it says, assist. You can have immortality, so you never die. I didn't have that on. Yeah, you can have one hit kills. I didn't have that on. I just had the aim assist and that's all I had on because I'm not young enough now to have the reflexes for some of them fast moving ones because they just come at you and you're like, whoa. But yeah, you there's lots of assists in this game now, so that's good. But yeah, definitely, like, I played it on, I think I played the PS5 version, the ultimate one, and I still have the DLC. I did start it. But there's an enemy in there that scares the bejesus out of me, just runs at you with an axe. And I was like, no. I don't want to play with
well,
you
they're just, like the regular enemies, but no, they kind of...
They're fast.
They've got a weapon and they do move. They do kind of charge you rather than... Like the
and
other ones don't do as much, yeah. Yeah.
No,
yep.
Thank you. So,
and then
yeah, so I'm not
if you get
that.
A distance away from them or to get somewhere where they can't reach you, they start throwing the axes at you.
Oh, lovely. So, yeah,
so
they never give up.
I was like, when I first encountered them in the DLC, I just stood on top of a high-rise bit. I was like, can't get me, I'm just going to throw stuff at you. And then they started throwing stuff back at me. And I was like, oh, God, oh, no. Okay, this isn't... And they don't mess about, yeah.
No, they are too fast-moving for me. They're like, they just... Yeah, I couldn't do it, but definitely worth, like, if you've got it, just go and play it. It is really good. It is, it messes with your brain. Because you can go one way and then you're back in the same place, but you're in a different place. And then you go back around to where you were when you started and it's the place you came in, but it's not... See, it's very strange. And there's just like, I found a world that had clocks in it. Just clocks everywhere.
Did you do that clock boss then, yeah?
Yeah.
Clock boss was a bit annoying,
I think. Oh, God, that thing. Yeah. Yeah. Not fun. But yeah, so I finished that. Because I was doing that boss and I was like, why am I dying? I didn't realise the floor had holes in it.
Yeah, that one made me the most angry, I think, because it seemed
really?
So doable, but then you just get done by something and the floor would go from underneath you. You're like, oh, it's just so annoying.
Yeah, a few times I did that. I was like, what? At first I was like, am I falling off? Am I going back too far? I was like, no. And then I went on top of the pillar and I looked down. I was like, oh, you've put a hole there. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, but I killed him and that was good. It's definitely good. So now... I am working through the missions on the Outer Worlds. So,
interesting.
I'm in one of them moods. I just want to get, like, I've got all this gaming energy and I just need to get it out. And because I've got all the DLC for it and I've never done, like, I bought the DLC and then I just didn't play it. So they're all ready to go. Like, I've started them as in I know where the missions are. And now I have to go and do them. But I'm doing, like, the main mission first and then get that out of the way and then go and do the DLC. But it's like Fallout kind of, but in space.
Yes.
And I'm all for that. So, I think that's it. Oh, I tried Sea of Thieves.
You tried
it? I didn't get very far. Like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. There was, like, these monsters everywhere, and I was just like, no, I don't understand. Like, I did the tutorial, and then it just throws you into this world. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do now? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't really explain anything, because they said, because there's a new update coming out where you can just be your own captain and do your own thing. You don't need friends, because I don't have friends that play online. So I might wait for that update and then go and find Captain Jack and do his whatever.
I mean, you could do that now, if I'm honest with you. It's just...
What, on your own?
Yeah, you can do. You can sail your own ship on your own. It's just... I'm going to be honest with you, that game is better with people.
Yeah, I just think
it's very hard to do that on your own, like, and have the patience. And because for me, a lot of that game is, there's a lot of downtime where you've got, okay, we need to go to this island all the way over here, 5 minutes in a boat, just sailing there, just sailing, nothing happening. That's when the downtime is, where you're just chatting with your mates, just kind of dossing about sort of thing.
I see.
And it's a lot of that. Go to an island, find out what you need to do, go back to where you just come from, 5 minutes back again on the boat to the other island. And all in the meantime, there's a chance you could get encountered by real people. And I think there's an AI, like other pirate ships now.
Lovely.
And you can just sink your ship and steal all your gear. Nice. So it's just a waste of time then at that point. It's just frustrating. when I played it a few years ago now, I played it and... playing it with friends, just spent the entire day just playing it. We did like two quests in the main story, if that. I think we did one and a half. Spent the entire day just trying to do it. And like, because it is that way of, it doesn't really tell you anything. It kind of tells you where you need, you know, I know the rough idea of where you need to go. You need to go to the pub at the first, was it like the bar or wherever it is on the, like your main island thing. And you start the story quest from there, and then it just basically just gives you a map and like a riddle, and you've got to then figure it out and go on the quest and do it. But doing it on, I think it's very difficult to do on your own. I think, like I say,
yeah, it's just like I saw the Xbox thing, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, that looks cool. But then you realise, yeah, that only looks cool because there's like five of them.
Yep.
Doing a mission and doing their own thing, and I was like, okay, yeah. But I just wanted to have a look because
it's a very good game. It's a very good game.
Just not great on your own.
It's maybe you just need to convince Kev to play it with you and Sheepdog and me.
It's pirates. Kevin will never play it.
That or is Kevin. Correct. So. Pirates are very anti-piracy. Stupid.
Wow. And then I've just been in and out of Assassin's Creed Origins on the Xbox, just having a run about, killing some things. Not really paying attention. But I've now done Siwa, and now I've got to go to Alexandria.
Siwa, okay. I've not heard that one in a while. Siwa is relatively early on as well, isn't it?
Yes. Very early on, like the first like town.
It's pretty much your first big town, isn't it? And you go to Alexandria, okay. I mean, you've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You all walked in and I got the Assassin's Creed Origins after being playing it all day, so...
That's right, yeah.
I'm not very far after you lot had been out jam chopping or whatever you do on a Saturday. Which is good. But yeah, that's it. That's all I've done because I'm going through some big games and just getting them done. So, yay. Medication. Yay.
you mentioned Outer Worlds. I haven't been playing it, but I've been I almost bought it again this evening. I've already bought it twice. No,
really?
I bought it once. I bought it on the Switch. I played it on Xbox Game Pass.
I was thinking,
does this work? I was like, does this work on a Steam Deck? And it
I
does.
I wouldn't see why not.
It does work on a Steam Deck, apparently, and I didn't buy it, though, because I've bought Assassin's Creed Origins again. This is the third time I've bought that.
Origins, really?
Because I got Origins, I think, on Uplay.
Right.
Yeah, it would have been Uplay back then. And then I got it on Xbox as well at some point. And then I was like, I like that game. And someone was talking about it on a podcast I was listening to recently, and said it's like probably one of the best Assassin's Creed games out there.
Oh, I prefer Odyssey myself, but yeah.
But I don't have it on Steam. So I was like, well, I'm going to buy it on Steam then. Because I remember playing quite a lot of it on the Xbox, and I never finished it. So I've got that because the Steam sale's on. I didn't mention the Steam sale, the summer sale has started.
Oh, so, you swine.
Yes.
Do you not know?
You not see
I
this?
Try to avoid these things. I'm looking at it now. Oh, Cyberpunk, hello.
Oh, you know, I got a really good deal on that. Verified. I haven't played it yet. Maybe I should play that next.
You should.
Probably
you
not, yeah.
I wonder what that will do to my Steam Deck battery.
Yeah.
It'll ruin you.
Oh, yeah,
I bought the Witcher game again. That's the fifth time I've bought that, I think.
Jeez, what? Really? No.
Yeah, PlayStation, Xbox, PC, Switch, no Steam.
Wow.
I'm hoping that I can transfer the save from because it's a GOG version that I originally got, a GOG version. So I didn't have a Steam version, but it was like £6 for the Game of the Year edition, or it was. So I was like, well.
Blood and Wine
amazing.
Really
yes.
good. Love that. It's fun.
Blood and Wine DLC is amazing. So yeah, I've also bought Fallout 3.
Yes, Fallout.
Because I remember I've only ever played a few hours of Fallout 3.
I saw a funny
work,
fact about
it
that
doesn't
this week.
Work on PC, I don't think.
I was reading about how game devs hack things together to make them work, and this might be really common knowledge, I don't know, but someone was talking about how to solve a problem in a game. They couldn't program it to do a time delay, so they'd put invisible squirrels in there that ran a little move that took 6 seconds, and that worked for them. And someone replied to that saying that when they were making Fallout 3, they couldn't make trains. It wouldn't work for
them.
Oh,
I know what you're going to say.
So what they did was they made a person's head into a train, and a person just runs underground along the track. And
they make the player... The player, when you're in the train, the player, so your head is transferred into a
train hat type
so,
thing.
So, yeah, it's your own body, but you've got a train on your head. It's quite funny.
So your character's just like, as their head explodes out into a train for that temporary moment.
Kids, tell me about Payday 2, because it's 89p and is great on deck, apparently.
Nope.
No.
It's a multiplayer game where you are doing heists in... It's like four player, like, PvE.
The Witcher 3 is great on deck and is only $4.99. Am I going to have to... Will that be better on here than it is on my Switch?
Yes.
When I give you Gwent, apparently it Kevin. Is.
Will it absolutely ruin my battery? I guess that's the question.
It probably won't do as much as Horizon.
No.
It won't ruin it as much as Horizon. Gwent's a card game.
Yeah, it is Gwent.
I don't know.
I might pick that up then.
Gwent on the toilet, Kev.
This is just a Gwent game if you want it. Just Gwent. There is just literally a Gwent.
If only life were that easy, Pab.
But yeah, I've got Fallout 3. I don't know. It doesn't... I don't know. I'll see if it doesn't play. I'll send it back. Whatever it is. You get the Steam refund thing, don't you? But I only played it a couple of hours of it. Because what did I do in that game? I got the Game of the Year edition, I think, on... Whatever it was out at the time. And immediately, as soon as I come out of that starting area in Fallout 3, it pinged all the DLC quests, which then led me to doing the one with the UFO. And it led me to then getting glitched onto a UFO and stuck in the UFO, so I could never get off of it. So
my experience of that game is similar in that I had an autosave as I was going underwater and I drowned and it just would load the game and I would drown on the loop. And
that's it. Yeah.
It is a pretty glitchy game because I just wandered off and didn't follow the map and ended up at the Boat City place that you can go to, and missed out probably about a third of the story. So I just wandered there, and the quests were already there waiting for me that are supposed to kick in when you get there as part of the game. So yeah, I just wandered off. And when you, I remember way back when on the podcast when you lot were talking about, is it Two Dog, Three Dog, whatever the DJ's name is?
Yeah.
I had no idea who he was because I never met him, because I just walked past that part and never did it.
I shot him by mistake, I think. I remember he died in friendly fire or something, or an accidental press. And so I had another person doing the radio, something like that. I'm sure it was that game. Yeah, I probably need to replay that as well. That needs to be on my list of things that I should probably play properly, because I've never finished a Fallout game. I got fed up with Fallout 4 because it sort of moved the goalposts midway through, and I just thought, I'm not interested. So maybe I need to go and complete a Fallout game one day.
There you go. I've bought The Witcher for the third time, despite never getting past the tutorial.
It's a hefty game as well, isn't it? How are you going to play a 180-hour game?
I'm not. I'm never going to play it.
Well, why buy it then?
Because I might play it.
I've never finished it.
I'm never going to play it, but I might play it. I collect video games, Anna. I just don't play them.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to suddenly get hooked on. You might see something in that that you think.
Well, he tried Minecraft the other day and hated it.
Oh yeah, Minecraft Summer Sheepdog is not looking good. I really tried to enjoy it the other night, and I just wasn't feeling it. I don't think this is a Minecraft year.
It's really frustrating, Kevin.
Like a leap year.
You told all my listeners we were going to be playing Minecraft. Sorry. Well, you
know
told
what?
Them.
If they were trustworthy, then I would. But yeah. I know they're just not going to tell me if it goes wrong anyway. I really tried. I usually go back to Minecraft every 2 or 3 years. I played a lot of it last year. I went back in. I could remember the controls. I knew what to do. I don't like that. I need to discover it afresh.
I mean, you're all right, because I'm also I'm joining a server of people that are playing it on a different thing, so I was trying to work out how I was going to play with you and with them. You can come join that if you wanted, I'm sure, if you want to dip in and out, but if you don't, it's all right.
I don't really like doing anything where I'm not the center of attention.
Do you know, that was genuinely my thought process when I was like, oh, Kev might want to play this, and I was like, nah, not if it's not
he's
ease.
Met Kev, haven't you?
But if you change your mind and you want to go frog hunting and you want to fight the warden and all of that stuff, I'm more than happy to play it. I felt a little bit spoiled the other day, actually, because Ollie fired it up on the Xbox and was like, look, Dad, a warden. And then he just stood there with his Neverwright sword and stabbed it like 400 times, and then it died. And I was like, okay, you've answered the what happens if you kill the warden question. You've answered the can you kill it question that I was waiting to figure out for myself. Then I was like, at least you haven't ruined the tadpoles. And he went and got some tadpoles and turned them into frogs. And I was like, okay, you've shown me everything I was looking forward to trying. I say ruin, he didn't ruin it, obviously. It was just, he did all of it in front of me. And I was like, well, I've seen it now. So, yeah, the exploring that I was looking forward to doing on that initial stream, hunting down a warden. I mean, he was doing it in creative mode, so I'd still need to try and kill one in real mode. And they do look brutal. It took so many hits for him to kill it. And it was massacring anything that made noise around it. The frogs that he was spawning around it were just getting one shot. I mean, I imagine it's not hard to kill a frog, but I just watched so many frogs get punched to death by this warden. I was looking forward to fighting that. I'm hoping that I'll get to do that on a stream at some point. I think it'd be fun for a load of us to try and beat up a warden. Maybe try and do it with wooden swords and see what happens.
Wooden swords?
Power Watch Simulator is not in the sale. I'm pretty disappointed.
Oh, is it not?
No.
That's a nice one.
Did you say Owl Watch?
Apparently it's great on deck.
I mean, it does do a great job on decking.
It's filth. Let's end the podcast here. That's it now. I don't want to do any more.
So what have I actually been playing then? What have I actually been playing? I played a little bit more. Sorry?
Sure, you have to tell us. Sorry, I was like, batting in.
No, I thought we were guessing.
Oh, I mean, you can guess if you want. What have I played
a little bit more? You were playing Duck Hunt on the NES.
If only. If only. I don't think the Duck Hunt gun would work on an OLED these days. It would require
you have to really get close up to it and rub it on the screen.
Scratch the screen with
it might take a few minutes to calibrate it, but if you really work it into the screen, it'll be fine. I recommend that to anyone at home.
Really
just try it. I promise you it works.
On your £1,000 OLED, just rub the gun.
You have to press quite
screen.
Hard. If it doesn't work initially, you're probably not pressing hard enough. Just really jam it into the screen and it'll be fine.
Would it really not work then?
No, it requires a old style TV.
Why?
Something to do with, I don't know, something to do with how it works.
It's to do with the way the pixels are represented on the screen and how the laser fires back off the pixels and stuff. That modern tellies display it differently. You don't have the lines and stuff in the same way.
Cool.
But I have
unless you really jam it in there good, and then it's fine.
If you can carve your name in it, you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Fair.
So, I've played a little bit more of Neon White, which somebody said to me the other day. I was watching someone else's who was discussing it and said they get a little bit Persona vibes off of it. Not as a game.
Don't say them words.
Not the gameplay.
Ah, good.
It's more the visual novel side of it and stuff like that.
Well, that's my favourite bit of Persona.
Yeah, but to get to that, you've got to do FPS.
Oh, well, that can go. I mean, I'm just going to swear there. I was so angry.
Yeah.
Oh my word! I had to rein myself in.
And that can blooming.
Yeah, just I couldn't think of anything that wasn't sweary, so I just had to stop.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, I see, that's the things that I like. I've been trying to rush through the story stuff to get to the FPS platforming stuff because I find it very fun. I find it challenging. I find it that I want to just keep going back and doing better my times every time. I don't get I need at least a gold medal, or so I'm not moving on. And then I'm looking at, okay, what's the platinum one? What is the actual time frame? Does it seem doable? Like, can I go back and try and find ways to beat it? Yeah, I've done mission 3 now, I think it is. I think I've got 8 days before judgment is here, so there's a countdown ticking over. I'm now rank in the low 70s, I think. No, high 70s. Which means I can now unlock newer missions. So I'll probably move on to mission 4. I think, as I said last week, there's 12 missions in the game, so it's going to gradually get harder. And yeah, I just like getting a time on it and sticking it on the leaderboard and seeing, I want to see what other people are doing. What other times are getting at? Because the worldwide leaderboard is crazy. I'm not getting anywhere near that sort of thing. It's it's silly. I don't know how people are doing it, but Neon White is continuing to be very cool. I like it a lot. I think I went back to Horizon again this week, Ridden West. I don't know. I just had an urge to just do a bit of it, and I probably played. I spent an evening of it this earlier in the week. I was like, okay, the side quest I want to do. Okay, it's up there. There's a load of question marks on the way. I'll go and do that. I spent the evening playing it. I didn't even get to the quest. I was just doing question marks across
before.
The map.
Yeah.
I spent. I want to say 45 minutes fighting a shell snapper? Felt like a big. Mechanical tortoise fella, that shoots ice at you.
I spent
45 minutes on top of a mountain just shooting, pecking at it with little arrows, just shooting at it. Like I say, it would just shoot the ice at me and it'd occasionally knock me off, and then I'd climb back up it and then I'd shoot it again and it'd duck underground and then it'd come out somewhere else. And yeah, I legitimately spent about 45 minutes just chipping away at this thing, all because I was like, it's in my way and I'm going to get something good from, I'm going to find some pretty, some loot on it that's probably useful for upgrading my gear.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that game. I really do like that game. I like just wandering about. It's just...
Sometimes there's too much. That's what I find.
Yes. That's the thing I'm thinking now. It's the fact that I spent an evening this week trying to get to a side quest, not even a main quest, and I couldn't get to it because there was that much stuff in the way of it. And I could just ignore it all, and I could just ignore the side quests, which would be foolish of me, because I think you're going to need... I don't know about you, Anna. Did you find it hard? The enemies just really brutal.
They mess you up.
If they hit you, they mess you up big time. I've died so many times in this game compared to the first one.
And the healing isn't fast enough, neither. You're really having to press up.
I think that is all part of the upgrade trees. I think the upgrade tree, you will get more health from doing it, and I think you can do it faster. You've got to upgrade them. But it gives you an R1 and R2 attack, a light attack and a heavy attack that do absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
They do so little damage. You just smack them, and then they just kind of look at you and say, "All right, mate, have some of this," and just half your health gone. And you're like, "Jesus, I've just taken a little tiny bit of health off of them." It's so much more ruthless. It's like it wants me to just kind of either stealth my way in and silently kill them, which I don't mind doing. But a lot of the time, the bigger ones don't die immediately from you stealth striking them from the bushes. I feel like it wants you to use the whole arsenal that you have at your side, sort of thing.
I don't want you to just
go in there and. I really just want to go in and someone gets close to me. I want to let them know. Sorry?
The boomstick that you get from that trader in train scrape.
I feel like I've got the boomstick.
That's good. That's really good.
What's the boomstick now? I've forgot how many different weapons.
I have no idea what it's called. But
basically,
you aim it.
It's like a stick that explodes.
Yeah, it's a spear. Yeah, so that thing is great.
I've got that to a certain extent. I've run out of resources to be able to craft new more. And I don't know what it is that I need. I don't know where I've been getting it from. I can get 5,000 bloody sticks and medicinal berries that all go to my stash, but can I get this one bit of...
Yeah, if you hover over it, it will tell you what you need, and then
I suppose
you could click on it and it will send you where them resources are.
That's a good point. I could do that. I've just been running around doing stuff. But there's so many different... I just really want the enemies to... If they get in my face, I want to let them know that I'm there, and I want to knock them down a peg or two. Whereas they just kind of laugh at me when I just get the bow set out and just start swinging my stick around and just doing very little damage to them. I keep thinking to myself, I'm just going to just go all in, because the amount of points you get to put in the trees, the amount of points you get is frightening in this game. You've done a quest, 2 points. You've leveled up, 2 points. You've visited this area. You've unlocked this, 2 points. You're like, oh jeez, I've just got 7 points to put into these trees. But to be fair, there's also 5 different trees to put it into,
and
they are massive. Yeah. They are massive. But I keep thinking, I'm just going to put them all into the warrior one that just makes the staff just much more. Well, I'm hoping there's ones that just make it do more damage. That's all I want. Because I've been putting it into health and stealth, just so I can sneak around and do that. But I think I need to do more damage now because it's just getting frustrating. So I think I'm level 20 now, and I'm doing level 15 quests, and it's still pain in the ass. Still a pain. But hopefully I'll do some more.
I was playing it at some point, and I was going west. Yeah, there's more west to go to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because you know how you have the 3 things that you have to go and get? I got them, and now I have to go more west, and it's just it's such a big map.
Yeah, I imagine that's the case. I've not even got to that yet. I've got to the second tall neck that I can see. I've got to it, and it goes, you don't have what you need to do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? What do I need? I've got here. I've got all the way here, and I don't have it. What is it that I've missed? And now I've admitted that, like I say, there's a ton of question marks on the map, but it's not the point. I shouldn't get all the way here, and then it tells me no. Well, it doesn't even tell me I've not what I need. It just says you've not got.
I don't even think I've undone that one yet because I went to it and I was like, what do I need?
It's insane. It's like it's not a million miles away from your main base at the mountain. It's like the next one across. And you're like, okay, great. I'm gonna go. This is what I did after I unlocked the mountain. I was like, I'm gonna go to this, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go and unlock this so I can see the rest of the map and see what I'm looking at now. See where I've got. I think it's where I've got to go to get the first one. And it's like, well, I don't know. And I'm just wandering into the cloud now. I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know what I'm going into.
The fog of war.
Oh, frustrating. A little
trust
bit.
Me. That's... You get it like as you go further west. You know how Tornrex used to be relatively easy. It took me an hour the other day to do a Tornrex.
Yeah, that's...
Because they've all got missions attached to them now.
Oh, have they? Maybe that's what it is then. Yeah. Maybe that's why I was struggling then. I don't know. It's just frustrated me because it's like, okay, you need to go to this thing to get the next one of the gods, but whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go and do this. And it's like, okay, the Tornrex's there. I'm going to do that before I do that so I can see what I'm looking at. And it just was like, okay, you can't do that. I'm just going to go backwards then. And just that's what made me start going back through the question marks and going doing the side quests because like, I don't know what it is I need. I need to be getting this. Have I missed something? So I just started having me like overthinking it and doubling back and thinking, of where is it? There's something I've missed. And I probably haven't. It's just, it doesn't want me to do it right now, but I don't know. Yeah, I'll play some more. I do want to play some more of that over the weekend. So
it's a big game.
Oh, yeah. Stupid.
Very
the big.
Yeah. Stupid
the big.
Right, jerks. Thanks to you telling me about this Steam sale, I've spent money.
Oh, yeah.
Not only have I just bought The Witcher, I discovered two games that you lot might like. You should perhaps check out as well.
Oh, God.
That I've also just bought and downloaded. Divinity Original Sin 2, which
Love
looks
it.
Like that.
Excellent
that's,
game.
That's now great on deck as of the 16th of
June. I have
June.
100 hours in that game.
So I've discovered that one. And Ni No Kuni 2 Revenant Kingdom is also downloading as well. All three of these games purchased for less than £25. Good
Jesus.
Old Steam sale.
Hmm. I think you might like Ni No Kuni 2. Because I've heard, when that first came out, I heard people comparing that to Pokemon.
Yes.
I've got the first one, previous one, and it is very much like that. You've reminded me I've got it on the Switch, and I've never completed it. I should probably play it. But they're both long. I don't see Kev playing them.
Yeah, but Persona's long.
Yeah, I've got like 300, 400 hours in Persona games. If a game's good, I'll play it a lot.
Pokemon, isn't it, basically?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely Ghibli.
It's the second one, isn't
it? Oh, is it not? Oh, sorry.
No,
the first one.
Nice. They use an almost identical art style, but it isn't Ghibli in the second one.
It's fair enough. I mean,
well,
yeah, no,
I've never really
stuff.
Known what that means, so I'm fine either way.
Just like Disney, but
Ghibli.
Yeah, but I've never seen any of it, so.
You should.
They're on Netflix. You should check them out. They're good. I watched one of them.
Are they short? How long are they?
Yeah, they're not. They're like an hour and a half.
I've not got an hour and a half.
I put Ponyo on earlier, and my youngest went, I'm not watching that. It's boring. And I went, well, I'm putting it on because I'm going to fall asleep on the sofa and you're going to watch it. And I put it on and he was watching it and suddenly just stopped talking and was watching it. And Ollie walked in to get a drink and was like, oh, what's this? And just sat down. And then about half an hour later, Emily walked in. I was like, hey, Ponyo, and just sat down. And then when Claire came home, she was like, what are they watching? And I was like, they've been sat here just watching this, all three of them. They've not said a word, and they watched the whole film, and they just didn't say a word. And it's a great film. I recommend it to everyone. They're great films in general. But
someone do me a 20-minute edit, and I might have a look.
There are shorter ones, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But
probably.
they're just Disney films that are a little bit more...
than me.
Brutal and better and well made. I don't mean to belittle them when I say Disney films. Ghibli films are better and more high quality and films in their own right. I just mean they're like, honestly, it is Japan, isn't it? I don't want to get it wrong. Japan's kind of equivalent of that. They're just a company that made really good animated films. They are really good. They're aimed at kids, but they also don't mollycoddle. and they're quite emotional films, and they're good. They're very good.
I like to be mollycoddled.
You do, don't you?
I do. It's my favourite kind of coddling. I'm not going to pretend it's not.
Okay.
I think we're done, Kev.
I think we're done.
Oh, well, we ended on a bombshell there. I'll level with you. An hour ago when we started, I didn't think we'd get round to coddling. So, you know, that's new ground has been broken there. If you want to see where this roller coaster ride takes us next, you probably want to follow us on social media. You can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
You can find me at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And at Pab1986.
Which is where you should send all your examples of other types of coddling. See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.